How can I get a scholarship when I'm not the best on the team? This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 159. Welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Fugler, athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm also the CEO of RecruitMe, podcaster, author, and speaker. And this podcast is 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. So I dig in, I give you takeaways that you can use immediately. And I certainly mean that. We're going to get into some advice on how you can get a scholarship, athlete, if you're not the best on the team, and parent, if your son or daughter is not the best on the team, how you can help them work through this quandary. I want to let you know that next week that I'm going to do something really special. I'm going to unlock something very special next week for you, and I encourage you to tune in. If you're new to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, then every week we drill into some things that you'll be able to apply right away, and next week I've got something, a resource that I'll be unlocking for you absolutely free. If you didn't catch last week's podcast, I really encourage you to go back and do that. What college coaches are looking for, this is something as we're closing out our summer recruiting series that will give you a handle on positioning yourself and being thinking and acting in the way that you need to do this fall to make an impression on college coaches. And you can't make an impression unless you know what they're looking for. And that's what I discussed last week in episode 158. I encourage you to go back and listen to that. But here we are in episode number 159, and summer is vanishing. Just a little bit of a trickle left before we get into fall. And now this is the time of year where it's kind of a reset, a restart. It's almost like a New Year's resolution, but it's not New Year. It's the new school year, and it makes sense to go ahead and make some plans, take some steps, being a little more deliberate, refocusing, maybe tossing some things out and starting with a clean slate and saying, okay, I am ready to go. Summer is behind me. My mindset is there. Other people are talking about recruiting and scholarships, and I'm ready to go. If that sounds like you, then this episode is just for you. A big question that I get is, how can I get a scholarship when I'm not the best on the team? I would assume that probably 80 to 90% of those listening now, you're not the best on the team, or parent, your son or daughter is not the best on the team. And yet, you've got a shot, a real good shot at an athletic scholarship, because most of the scholarships given are given to athletes who are not the best on their high school teams. There is hope, and it's based on fact. It's not just based on wishful thinking. I've seen it happen over and over throughout the years. And I'm going to tell you how you can get off to the right start, have the right mindset, and take the right actions this fall as you work towards getting recruited, as you go after that athletic scholarship. So get this fact straight. You don't have to be the best on the team in order to get that scholarship. You don't. So let's start this recruiting ball moving. The number one thing, remember this always. This is foundational for what I teach parents and athletes, and it applies exactly to this situation where you might not be the best on the team. This is the number one thing you can do, the mindset you need to have, and that is take the initiative. Don't just sit around and wait. Coaches are not going to find you. You may think they are, but they aren't. And I have to tell you, if you're new to this podcast, if you're new to RecruitMe, you're going to hear me say this over and over again. For those who have heard this before, I'm saying it for you too. You've got to take the initiative. You can't stand around. You can't sit around. You can be a great athlete. In fact, you could be the best on your team and not get recruited, not get a scholarship, because coaches don't know about you. They are not just combing the internet. They're not reading articles. They're not doing the kinds of things you think they are as an athlete or parent. They are not just, like I said, looking everywhere. they are very specific on who they're searching for, very specific on who they want on their team. So you need to take the initiative. You need to raise your hand. You need to raise the flag and say, hey, I am interested. Here's how you do that. You approach the coaches. You take the initiative and approach a college coach. You can do it one of four ways. You can email them. That's what most athletes do, and that's fine. Or you can call them. Fewer athletes do that, but it's a good thing to do. You could visit a school. Even fewer athletes do that, checking out a school, talking with a coach, talking with the staff, maybe some of the players. Or you can even, like the old days, you can write a letter and send a package with your letter and your player profile to coaches, and it could land on their desk. Fewer and fewer people are doing that these days. And yet, if fewer are doing it and you do it, you're going to stand out. And I am one who says, do whatever you can. Well, not everything, but not whatever. Do what you can to stand out in a coach's mind, especially as you're making that first impression. Take the initiative. Do one or more of these things. Email, call, visit, or write. Man, that campus visit is so key. I've talked with coaches in the past, college coaches. It makes an impression. You find a lot out about a school and a coach when you're face-to-face with the coach. They find out a lot about you, and that's really important. I encourage you to visit some of these campuses if you can. What I've done for you, too, by the way, if you've never visited my website, you'll find something free there, which is it's called The First Steps to an Athletic Scholarship. I think it's 5 or 6 pages. It's an e-document, a PDF that you can download as part of an overall free recruiting power pack. If you're confused as to how to start this relationship and start this process of recruiting, and you know, I mentioned emailing, calling, visiting, writing, and you're just not sure how to make that work specifically, you'll get some help with this freebie that I have on my website. Go there, recruitme.com, recruit-me.com, and pick up First Steps to an Athletic Scholarship. There are other goodies in there, too, in the Recruiting Power Pack, and First Steps is one of those. Go get it. Maybe even put this on pause now and get it, or think about it, and after you're done listening, grab that Recruiting Power Pack because you get the First Steps to an Athletic Scholarship. It'll help make this whole process clear and understandable. Second thing you want to do in order to get a scholarship when you're not the best on the team, you want to present the best you. You want to present the best you. I always say you only get one chance to make a good first impression. You got that chance. Remember that. You want to present the best you. I don't mean that you want to present yourself as cocky and not who you really are, better than you really are. You want to truthfully present the best you. What happens is we get passive in this recruiting process. We get tired. We don't realize, as I had mentioned just a moment ago, that we have to take the initiative. We have to continue to take the initiative. And when you take the initiative, you want to present the best you. That resume or player profile, as I call it, that is a one sheet that presents the best you. You think through it. You include stats that are helpful. You include some narrative in there. There are other things on that profile that you want to do to present the best you. By the way, that's part of the Recruiting Power Pack as well, as a player profile template that you can use. You also want to present the best you when you're talking to a coach on the phone, when you're meeting a coach face-to-face. You want to present the best you as a person as well as an athlete. Don't sell yourself short, all right? Don't be intimidated. The fact that you're not the best on the team may make you pull back a little bit, be reserved and not really stating who you are and what you've accomplished. Make sure you take the opportunity on that first impression and beyond that to present the best you. I hope that's clear from the athletic side as well as the personal side. and even the academic side. And that is a very important part about you that you want to present. If you're up against other athletes, you will be, that are similar to you in athletic ability, if you are a better student and everything else is pretty much equal, then you are the one that will be ahead of those other athletes. The best you includes your athletics, it includes your personal, and it includes your academics. The third thing I want to touch on here, as far as getting a scholarship when you're not the best on the team, third thing is you want to target the right schools. There are schools that are a good fit for you. My objective is to help you get into a school and get a scholarship at the school that is the right fit, not necessarily the one that offers the most money. You're in this for the long haul at that school. You don't want to make a bad choice and have to transfer out after a year or two. So target the right schools. That means targeting schools that have the competitive level that's a good match for you. You may not know that at the outset. However, you're going to figure it out as you go along. You're going to figure it out by which coaches respond to you at the outset. You'll figure it out as you talk with coaches and meet with coaches and get a real gauge on where you are. Are you Division I? Are you Division I large school, small school? Are you Division II? Are you Division III? You get a feel for that. Not only that, but you want to target the schools that have the academic offerings that you're interested in. You don't want to get to a college, a university, and find out that, man, they don't have the major that I'm really wanting to pursue. You're so enamored with the athletics that you forget the academics, and that's a big part of being at a school that's the right fit. You want to target the right schools. Once you get in the zone to understand what kind of school and what type of program, what level you're going to fit at athletically, you're going to see other schools in that same realm, in that same sphere. And those are the schools that you want to target. So target the right schools. And if you're talented enough to compete at the next level, you will get an athletic scholarship. Make sure you're targeting the right schools. There's nothing more discouraging than getting constant no or no response from coaches and schools. A lot of times that's because you're shooting for schools that are over your ability. They may be your dream schools, and you're not considering other colleges or universities that are a better fit for you, where you're going to compete, you're not going to sit the bench, and have the academics that you're looking for. You got to target the right schools. So those three things: take the initiative, present the best you, target the right schools, and you're going to be able to score an athletic scholarship, even if you're not the best on the team, because most of the athletes are going to get athletic scholarships are not the best on their teams. They're one of the best, but they're not the best. I want to let you know about a couple other things. First of all, the athletic scholarship playbook is available. Now that you're getting back to school, here's something that you can read. That's something I wrote a couple years ago. It's in paperback. It's in a Kindle version. It's also an audiobook. You can find out more about that on Amazon, the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. Get a hold of that. And then I want to finally remind you that next week I'll be unlocking something very special for you. This is a great tool that will help you kick off the fall season as we turn the corner from spring to fall. So we'll unlock that in episode number 160 next week. You got a question? Go ahead and email me, John, J-O-N, at recruit-me.com. How do you listen to this podcast? Do you do it on my website, or do you have a podcast app? If you have an iPhone, I don't know if you realize this, there's a purple icon there, a purple app that is for podcasts. If you go there and click that on, it'll take you to the podcast search, and you can search for the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. It's the easiest way to listen to the podcast. You don't have to go to my website. If you subscribe, then it will automatically download every Tuesday when I publish the episode. And you don't have to search around on my website. It's right there on your phone. There are, of course, other apps available. If you don't have an iPhone, maybe you have a Droid, then you can get the Stitcher app, and there are other podcast apps. But I thought I'd mention that as we close. God bless you. Have a tremendous week. Remember to apply these three things that we talked about this week.